It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In the recent past, there were several situations with similar indications, similar rumors. And I never believed in them, convinced that nothing serious would happen. I was wrong. And I would like not to be wrong again today. So, if indeed an operation is being prepared, I have only one thing to say from the bottom of my heart. President Putin, stop your troops from attacking the Ukraine. Give peace a chance. Too many people have already died.
That's UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres with a last-minute plea for peace. It didn't work. Despite calling it a special military operation, just before dawn Thursday morning, Vladimir Putin declared war on Ukraine. Using the mendacious technique perfected by his former orange puppet in the White House, Putin made up his own facts, declaring that he needed to defend the people in the new republics, those two regions within Ukraine that he unilaterally recognized Monday, from, quote, persecution and genocide by the Kyiv regime. What? Oh, it gets better. He then called for the demilitarization of Ukraine, demanding that soldiers lay down their weapons and saying that any bloodshed would be on their hands. And then, in true Orwellian fashion, Putin also promised the, quote, denazification of Ukraine. That's a shameful and sickening trope long employed by Putin, who has repeatedly referred to Ukrainian leaders as Nazis. It's a particularly offensive charge against President Zelensky, who is half Jewish. Putin, at 5'6", is a short man, but obviously has huge balls, as he then issued a warning saying, quote, anyone who tries to interfere with us, or even more so, to create threats for our country and our people, must know that Russia's response will be immediate and will lead you to such consequences as you have never before experienced in your history. And as he finished speaking, the first explosions were heard in Kyiv, Kharkiv, and Odessa, Ukraine. By Thursday morning, here in the U.S., there were reports of attacks on at least 10 cities and multiple casualties with over 40 people killed, including civilians and at least one small child. Putin's declaration of war, special military operation, followed an impassioned plea from Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky to the people of Russia to avoid war. He gave the televised speech in Russian, reminding Russians of their shared history and told them to listen to the voice of reason. The speech was widely praised, except on Fox Not News, where the Putin sycophant, Laura Ingraham, called it pathetic.
We had a kind of a really pathetic display from the Ukrainian President Zelensky earlier today, where he in Russian, he doesn't like to speak Russian, but in Russian, he was essentially imploring Vladimir Putin not to invade his country.
You heard that right. The Fox, Trumper, MAGA contingent from the former guy on down are praising Putin. The former guy going so far as to calling his warfare genius.
This is genius. Putin declares a big portion of the Ukraine, Putin declares it as independent. Oh, that's wonderful. So Putin is now saying it's independent, a large section of Ukraine. I said, how smart is that? And he's going to go in and be a peacekeeper. That's the strongest peace force. We could use that on our southern border. That's the strongest peace force I've ever seen. There were more army tanks than I've ever seen. They're going to keep peace all right.
Seriously. And Tucker Carlson taking it even further. No, I'm not going to play a clip of Carlson. There's been more than enough offensive content in this report already. Well, although Trump's TV cheering section is behind Putin, Thankfully, that's not all of the Republican Party. The ranking Republican members of the House Foreign Affairs, Armed Services, and Intelligence Committees released a statement that actually didn't blame Biden. Representatives Michael McCaul of Texas, Mike Rogers of Alabama, and Mike Turner of Ohio said, quote, "The last few hours have laid bare for the world to witness the true evil that is Vladimir Putin. Today, we stand resolute with the Ukrainian people and resolve to provide them with the tools they need to withstand and repel this unprovoked attack. Every drop of Ukrainian and Russian blood spilled in this conflict is on Putin's hands and his alone." President Biden spoke with Ukrainian President Zelensky shortly before midnight. The White House released his statement that read, "President Zelensky reached out to me tonight and we just finished speaking. I condemned this unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces. I briefed him on the steps we're taking to rally international condemnation, including tonight at the United Nations Security Council. He asked me to call on the leaders of the world to speak out clearly against President Putin's flagrant aggression and to stand with the people of Ukraine. Tomorrow, I'll be meeting with the leaders of the G7, and the United States and our allies and partners will be imposing severe sanctions on Russia. We will continue to provide support and assistance to Ukraine and the Ukrainian people." To be continued. And unfortunately, there's other news today, too. The most disconcerting story out of New York City, where two of the prosecutors leading the investigation into Trump's business practices, Carrie Dunn and Mark Pomerantz, both resigned on Wednesday. You see, there's a new Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg. He replaced Cyrus Vance, and he was expected to continue the work on that case. But in the past month, he hasn't presented any evidence to the grand jury. And then, according to the New York Times, Bragg told the prosecutors that he had doubts about moving forward with the Trump case. The DA's office insists the case is continuing. And then there's New York Attorney General Letitia James, who's continuing her civil investigation into the Trump Organization's business practices. Again, stay tuned. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.